Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A search is underway for a submersible with five people on board, 900 miles east of Cape Cod. The group was to view the wreckage of the Titanic and disappeared less than 2 hours into yesterday's journey. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger.
We launched a C-130 aircraft to search, to conduct an aerial search, both visual and radar of the scene.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Correspondent David Pogue was on board the submersible for a story that aired on CBS News Sunday morning.
On that sub at this moment are the pilot, a scientist, and three paying passengers.
At a cost of $250,000 each, the sub is one of a kind to view the wreckage of the Titanic 2.5 miles deep in the Atlantic.
What concerns me is this thing has seven different ways of returning to the surface.
But so far, no sign of it.
Officials in Mississippi are assessing the damage after multiple tornadoes overnight. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports.
Row after row of homes in Lewin, Mississippi were torn to shreds by a powerful tornado that touched down overnight. One person was killed and nearly two dozen were injured. Emergency responders scrambled to pull survivors from the rubble. Several people were transported to area hospitals.
Excessive heat warnings are covering much of Texas through Tuesday evening. The latest from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
The ambulance provider here in Fort Worth says 20 people got sick walking in a Juneteenth event and had to go to a cooling station and get water. Two people went to the hospital. Some say the weather took them by surprise.
With it raining, it was more humid.
I love the 8 o'clock hour because we had a lot of overcast. It was kind of cool, but by 11 o'clock, it was really hot.
The National Weather Service says the heat index could reach 120 degrees over the next 2 days over much of Texas from the Oklahoma border to the Rio Grande. Alan Skaya for CBS News, Fort Worth.
Juneteenth marks the day the last enslaved African Americans in the U.S. learned of their emancipation. In Fort Worth, Texas, the woman known as the grandmother of Juneteenth, Opal Lee, took part in the annual Walk for Freedom.
I'm impressed with what has happened, but more has to be done. More people need to be aware of the significance of Juneteenth.
President Biden in Palo Alto, California today focused on climate change, visiting a nature center, and touring coastal wetlands. Mr. Biden says his administration is beefing up its approach to fighting climate change.
We're investing in the people and places that have been hit the hardest, but who are also on the front lines of leading us forward.
On Wall Street today, the markets were closed for the Juneteenth holiday. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You don't plan for a computer virus. You don't plan to lose files. You don't plan to knock your laptop off the counter. And you don't plan for your PC to crash or your screen to freeze. But Staples has a plan. A plan for unlimited virus protection. A plan for help when you need it 24/7. Staples Total Support Plans are your tech plans for the unplanned, starting at as low as $199.99. And although you didn't plan for this, right now at Staples you can also get $250 off select computers. N729 in-store only. See associate for details.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
Calling to win, Jim Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, June 20th. In Wood County, the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council meeting will take place at 6 in the council chambers at City Hall. The Village of Buren will hold their regular board meeting at the Municipal Center in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Highway Committee will hold their meeting at 3:30 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Stevens Point Redevelopment Authority will meet at 3:30 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. The Portage County Board meeting will begin at 5 in the County Board Chambers. They will hear presentations by Ryan Rose, the County Parks Director, and Kevin Mazarek and Jen McNally on the Well Water Quality Project. The Village of Whiting will hold their Public Works and Parks Ad Hoc Committee meeting at 6. They will discuss possible actions regarding the purchase of playground equipment, among other agenda items. I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 58 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 85 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 58 tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Whereas, I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Big question for a Monday, but what is the most important problem to address in Wisconsin currently? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. In your opinion, on the variety of issues and problems we are facing as a state, what should politicians be focused on that would help the most amount of people? 844-967-2789. It's a big question for a federal holiday.
It is.
Happy Juneteenth to everyone who celebrates.
Absolutely.
We are here. We are live. This is not a recording. But I am planning on going to Juneteenth, this Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee later this afternoon. But we are here this morning. And Jane Lanier, what do you think the biggest problem is? If you had to pick one, there's many, but if you had to pick one that you feel like is a bipartisan, nonpartisan, like we got to fix this soon, what do you think it is?
Well, because we need people in the workforce, and because we want to encourage people to move here, and we want to encourage younger people to stay here, and now we're going to be forcing women to have babies. So I would think that childcare and making sure that we have a robust childcare system in Wisconsin is pretty critical right now.
That is pretty critical. That is a big one. And we are going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking to Corrine Hendrickson and Chelsea Chandler, not to be confused with Chelsea Handler. I'm sure she gets that a lot. But at 10:30, they're both going to be joining about some of the actions and organizing and protests that are being planned because of our topic on Friday, where the GOP Republican, the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee decided at 2:30 in the morning on Thursday night.
Because they're so proud of it.
Last week, that they will not renew funding for the Child Care Accounts Program, despite the fact that literally millions of dollars go to their districts and help a total in just those 11 lawmakers who made this vote in their districts. This helped 21,000 kids and 563 child care centers.
Well, they're just going to have to deal with it.
So yeah, that's a big one, child care. We'll talk about that. I think in general, population is a big deal of getting people to move here, getting people to stay here, mm-hmm. getting people to plant roots here. But how you get to do that, there's a lot of debates on that, because I would say there's problems inside of that bigger problem to get people to do exactly that. But I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 8-9, what is the most important problem to address in Wisconsin currently, in your opinion? Obviously, there's debate. But John Kay on the YouTube live stream, which you can always find us if you would like to watch this show instead of listen to this show. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and our live stream at As Goes Wisconsin. But of course, you can also just listen to the show on the Civic Media app. But John Kay says on the YouTube live stream, childcare and education, which are tied together. We need to reevaluate the vouchers, support childcare in the state, and keep people working. The GOP attacks both, so we need to defend this. Totally agree. I think that is a great, top priority, in my opinion. What do you think? I mean, I think there's certain people who would definitely, if we've heard in the past, people talk about PFAS and some of our environmental issues being some of the top stuff. But I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What is the biggest problem that needs to be addressed? Ideally, things that can be addressed by politicians, because I am going to make a point eventually. But first, we have a call.
We do. We have our friend Rob from Port Edwards is joining us. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
Good morning, ladies. Great show again. I look at all of the, not just the state, but the United States as a whole, the biggest issue in my mind is the gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the issues that you're talking about and will be talked about when I get off the phone here are related directly to a very biased legislature, whether it's at the state or at the federal level. And until we can resolve getting people that actually have a differing opinion count at the voting at the polls, you know, where they can elect officials that are willing to listen and act on what the citizens want, all of these things, whether it's child care or it's education or it's dealing with PFAS, we need a legislature that's responsive to its constituency. And right now, they're Teflon. They could care less. They're going to keep getting reelected. And that's unfortunate because, again, people are not being, they're being heard, but not listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not acting on what we truly want to see in this state. I think generally, folks around here that I, you know, I'm in a very conservative area, but they do want clean water. They
totally.
Do want clean government. They do respect and appreciate a good education system and all of these sorts of things. We need to get this changed. And that's kind of like the cornerstone. Once that happens, then all of these other things are going to kind of fall in line. There will be a change in the education funding and proper funding for major communities, not just the small rural communities. And the amount of money going to the charter schools, the private schools in some of these districts is vastly greater than it is to public schools. How can that be?
I know. And that's the big trade-off that just happened with the shared revenue deal. But Rob, if you're interested in gerrymandering, we're actually going to be talking at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock with John Johnson, who is a research fellow at Marquette University Law School, who's written a lot about redistricting. And we're going to talk about what is the reality, because we know that we're all kind of waiting. Not we all. A lot of us are waiting for Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz to be inaugurated in August, and how quickly potentially the redistricting lawsuit could come, what would that mean, who would redraw the maps, but also, like, with our geography, what is the likelihood? What are the scenarios that Dems could get a majority? Not that that's necessarily the point, but we're going to be talking all about that at 11 o'clock with John Johnson, so you should stay tuned. So thanks for the call, Rob.
Very good. Amen. Have a great day. No.
You too.
You too, Rob. Thanks so much. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Great show. I just wanted to just chime in really quickly. It really depends on what part of the state you're in. I think in Milwaukee, you know, obviously you got a whole different dynamic going on in Milwaukee versus, you know, let's say like Green Bay or Madison. But that being said, your caller talked about gerrymandering and what have you. I look at it this way. I think at the end of the day, both sides want, you know, the same things. Just it comes down to different solutions.
Different avenues to get there.
Part of my whole thing is, and I've had, you know, discussions with Earl on this many, many times, you know, everyone says, well, public education and what have you. The problem is, there really is not, even though we've been dumping more money into public education through referendums and increases and what have you, the test scores have been going down across the entire state. And that concerns me because at the end of the day, there doesn't seem to be any accountability for that. We'll just keep pouring more money into it, but it's not, and it's not just a Wisconsin thing. It's actually a nationwide thing where test scores, proficiency rates are, even in Mequon. I mean, when I first moved in Mequon in 2006, the proficiency rates were like top in the state. Homestead High School, other places, this is like an epidemic now where there's a large percentage, I mean, not the majority, but there's a substantial reduction in proficiencies in math and English and what have you. And it's nerve-wracking because I don't think, you know, the politicians, while they say, well, we're going to fix this, it does not seem to be working. And there has to be, I think, better tools. I think there has to be more engagement from parents in general. And I do think, you know, the previous caller said, well, you know, charter schools are making out like bandits and what have you with this. At the end of the day, the parents need to be more engaged with the kids. And when you have high truancy rates, be it in Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, whatever, they're not going to learn because they're not at school. So you have that dynamic.
So for you, the number one, because I just want to be able to, because we're coming up against break, but for you, you'd say the biggest problem we need to solve right now is education, and in that, like being able to read, pass, like better test scores, et cetera, like that?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. We really need to, because if we don't do that as a society, these kids that are now in school now, when they get to be adults, they're going to be way behind the curve, and they're going to have a lot of painful lessons as far as, you know, going forward in advancing whatever, you know, they may be interested in. So,
totally. Well, thank you for the call, Dave. So far we've heard.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep, got it. So far we've heard gerrymandering, we've heard schools, we've heard childcare, we heard education again. Still would love to hear from you. What do you think the biggest problem is in Wisconsin currently that should be addressed? 844-967-2789. And the reason I bring this up, which is what we're going to get to after the break, is because I don't think any of the biggest problems, even our more conservative audience members may list, had anything to do with the 32 resolutions that were voted on at the Republican Party convention this weekend. We're going to get through some of those when we get back. But I just read this list, and I'm like, what problems is your platform actually solving? Maybe I'm wrong, but we still would love to hear from you. What is the biggest problem in Wisconsin currently? 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in just a moment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to talk about the state legislature. I want to talk about the state Republican Party. I want to talk about the state Republican Party convention. There's a lot to talk about, a lot of skullduggery going on. I'm going to get into it right now. Here is a rogue's list of what the Republican Party is up to. First of all, Robin Voss and the Republicans have said that they want to cut the UW system budget, which is already under budgeted, underfunded, by $32 million because they believe that that's amount, the amount that would be used by the UW system for diversity, equity, and inclusion. They don't like that. They don't want that. Governor Evers has said he's not going to sign a budget that cuts the UW system by anything. He says he won't do it. Evers had proposed a $305 million increase in the budget. We have a $7 billion surplus in funds in the state. The Republican Party, since Scott Walker was elected in 2010, has done everything in its power to knife and diminish and starve and hurt the UW system. One time, the University of Wisconsin-Madison was considered the 34th best university in the world. Not in the United States, in the world. We're talking there about the entire Ivy League, the entire Big Ten, every conference in this country. We're talking about the Sorbonne. We're talking about Oxford and Cambridge, Salamanca, talking about Heidelberg, universities in Russia, in China, in Japan. They have done everything they can to drag the UW system down. UWM is one of the top research universities in the country, the top 130 of them. They're a tier one research university. They were founded and described, my father was on the faculty there for 34 years, as basically, by analogy, the UCLA of Wisconsin to Madison's Berkeley. These vandals have done what they can to drag it down. Before we go too much farther, I want to go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Bill?
I'm glad you're talking about
the state Republicans. I just talked about this about an hour ago on your station. You know, it's not amazing why Robin Voss had a beer poured on his head. Nobody ought to question why that happened. The guy's a certified nut. He's crazy. And they think they're going to leverage the state of Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin voters. Well, here's what we can do. We can leverage back legally. I don't know if it's Josh Call or who it is, but first of all, Ron Johnson's head's got to be on the chopping block. He took electoral votes illegal. We all know that. Isn't that a case, Matt? I'm asking you. Can they develop a case on that?
Absolutely. Okay. Listen, the fake electors and everybody who ginned them up. Absolutely, Bill. Yeah, Bill's making a good point, and it has to do not only with the state Republican Party. Ron Johnson walked around with the Michigan state electors. What's he doing with the Michigan state electors? Hey, why not the Idaho state electors? Doesn't represent either state. He did it because it was a Mr. Bones routine, fit for tat. I'll knife Michigan, and somebody else knifes Wisconsin. They almost accomplished it, almost accomplished it. Limousine came up with one of the Secret Service agents who was in on it. He wanted to give Pence a ride. He was going to give him a ride out into the Maryland countryside. And Pence would not be able to show up to ceremonially accept the certifications. The Republicans would say, all right, we want to invoke the Constitution. One vote per delegation. We have a majority of the delegations. So therefore, Trump is president. So that's what was going on. Chuck Grassley of Iowa. He looks like a fossil from the Cretaceous, the lower Cretaceous. Chuck Grassley, why he's around, I don't know. And he grinned and he said, well, I'll be there tomorrow, but I don't know if Pence will. He was in on it. They're all in on it. Thanks for calling, Bill. Really appreciate it. But I want to get back to the Republican Party. They also are going to knife child care. They don't want to fund child care, even though it's funded right now. Let me give you some of the facts. Joint Finance Committee 11-4 rejected funding. Rejected funding for the child care initiative. Evers, Governor Evers, had put in $351 million in pandemic relief money for it in November 2021 to keep the program going to the end of 2023. And the Democrats, Evers, proposed $340 million to keep it going beyond that. That's a lifeline for child care providers. There are 4,345 child care providers in the state who stay in business because of this. They have 22,000 staffers who are employed, and they care for 113,000 children while their parents are at work. The best social program is a job. If a parent can work and know that his child is safe, that's productive for society. The Republicans are sticking a knife in that. They say no more child care money. Some of those kids are going to be kept in unsafe conditions and be victimized, and a lot of parents are going to lose their jobs because of the Republican Party. The more of you on the line, we're going to a break. I have no choice over these breaks. Do not hang up. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
WAUK has a new lineup.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The McMillan Memorial Library is taking a bus to the Sandhill Wildlife Area tomorrow. You can register on their website for this trip that leaves the library at 1 tomorrow and returns at 4:30. You'll travel to the Sandhill Wildlife Area to take part in their bison program. An adult must register with and accompany children. Also at 1 o'clock tomorrow, you can join library staff outdoors for their messy painting event from 1 to 2. They'll be in the McMillan Library Children's Garden, weather permitting. Make sure you wear clothing you don't mind getting paint on. Painting is also taking place in Wausau. Here's Brittany Merlot with the story.
More murals are being painted in Wausau. The Priceless Building Center had over 50 people begin to create a new work of art on Saturday. Representing the trades, it will say, "Build Your Future," with paintings of people working and tools. It should be on display by August or early September.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 58 overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 85 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 58 tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
And the attacking of higher education is something apparently Republicans
do not like people to be educated. They hate the Wisconsin idea that the whole purpose of our educational system from kindergarten through college in this state should actually be producing thinking citizenry, not just little cogs to work in whatever factory that they want to have open. I mean, that we can do both. We can work and be well-educated citizens in this state and in this country. Contrary to what Republicans believe in is that, they want to reduce the workforce to more or less chattel slavery is what I think that's what some of them would prefer. I mean, this idea of women should be at home taking care of the kids, well, that's right out of the fascist playbook right there. That's what the Nazis enshrined. Is that the ideal woman for the Nazis was a woman that stayed at home and popped out as many little kids did, to...
Right. Here's my view of it. Here's my view of it. I mean, it's possible to overstate it. What occurs to me and what angers me is that what they're doing is there are 113,000 kids being taken care of, and their parents can go out and work. And a job is the best social program. The best social program is a job. There are 22,000 staffers working for 4,345 childcare centers. It is a win-win. It is an absolute win-win, and the kids are safe. And it is unfeeling, without making comparisons to some of the stuff, it just flat out is bad public policy what they're doing. But here's some of the other things they're doing, and here's some of what they did in terms of resolutions in their convention over the weekend in La Crosse. First of all, they're obsessed with a thing called the phonics. Now, let me tell you something. That's about teaching reading. The phonics to them is like ivermectin to medicine. I don't believe in the phonics. You know, you learn to read by, reciting component parts of words and all that. And if there's any validity to it, the Department of Public Instruction should be issuing guidelines on it, not the state legislature. These people, this is a wingnut idea. And you should not have a gerrymandered caucus of wingnuts decreeing what educational policy is in the state. It should be the professionals of the Department of Public Instruction. Give you an example. The Republicans in their bill, their proposal, they want mandatory repeating of the third grade if a youngster, a little one, isn't up to snuff in the way they think they should be. Well, no. It should be up to the Department of Public Instruction professionals with graduate degrees in education, with years of experience, to decide if a youngster or little one should repeat a grade. It should not be by rote from the state legislature, or gerrymandered state legislature. It also gives other instructions, mandatory instructions on how to teach. You cannot have politicized teaching. We have a Department of Public Instruction. It's a crackerjack department. We have a great superintendent now. Tony Evers had at one time been superintendent. I've known people in education throughout the state. My wife is a professional educator. The educators in Wisconsin are among the best in the country. We don't want tampering by people like Robin Voss and like this legislature. Now, let me turn quickly to the convention in La Crosse. It was a clown posse. They all hunched together. They crouched warmly, plotting their revenge. Bad smells emanated from it, metaphorically. There was a stench of mendacity. Let me give you some examples. They debated a resolution to eliminate the Wisconsin Election Commission. Megan Wolf is the executive director. Our elections are the fairest in the country. Everybody listening to this, Republican and Democrat, in all 72 counties, when you walk into your polling place, you relax. You know they are honest people. They simply are. You know that your vote is being fairly recorded. To say otherwise is lying, to not put too much of a emphasis on it. We should not eliminate the Wisconsin Election Commission and have a gerrymandered legislature which does not represent the state. Why do I say that? Because there have been 18 statewide elections in the last X years, and Democrats have won 17. Maybe in the future, Republicans will win some. That's fine. But the point is, you shouldn't have a veto-proof majority, essentially, which you have in the Senate. Two-thirds in the Senate are Republicans, even though they don't get half the votes. And almost two-thirds in the Assembly. We're only one or two votes shy of that. That's commie government. It's not American government. They want to get rid of almost all early voting in their resolution. You should only be able to vote early for cause if you come carried in on a stretcher waving an excuse from your doctor. They don't want college kids to vote. They say, no, you can't vote if you're in college. You got to go home to, you know, where your parents are, even if you don't live there anymore. A resolution to withdraw from the Elections Information Election Center. That's an interstate consortium of election data that's freely shared by honest state governments and facilitates making sure that there's not fraud in these elections. They're voting on a resolution, or they voted on a resolution for the legislature to pick the presidential electors, not the voters. Your vote would be a beauty contest. Voss would convene the electors, the fake electors that should be prosecuted and haven't been so far. Remember, Ron Johnson carried around the fake electors from Michigan. Michigan, at least, has a strong legislature now that wouldn't put up with it, but they wouldn't be fake anymore. It's whoever Voss wants. You would give up your right to vote for president to make it count. Then they had a resolution that said that the Democrat, they never say the Democratic as the adjective, it's Democrat controlled as a pejorative. The Democrat controlled FBI colludes with tech companies to interfere in our elections. That is false and known by them to be false. The FBI is scrupulously honest. By continuing to attack the FBI, to attack law enforcement, that is very similar to what the rising National Socialist Party in the 1920s in Berlin started to do. You attack law enforcement. You attack the most honest law enforcement. The FBI does not collude with tech companies to interfere in our elections. That is false and known by them to be false. Another thing, this is precious. They had a resolution that ivermectin be an over-the-counter drug. You don't need a prescription. Are you kidding me? Ivermectin is a dewormer for cows and horses. You want the average guy to go in and just suck down some ivermectin, fall on the ground writhing? Why are they suddenly pharmaceutical experts? They're not. We're going to the lines. Andy of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
I'd be familiar with an organization, and they have a public radio show, Reveal, and it's going to be on tonight on our Delafield, I think, is the station. But they do investigative journalism, and they used Milwaukee as the subject that the investigator followed, and it pretty much detailed the organization of our tax dollars going to support these companies that pretend to be helping people who are required to get work, and what a racket it is. And, you know, when you were talking about daycare, that's what made me think of it. I mean, that money could be put into daycare. The one woman they followed, I mean, they spend $11,000 where, you know, she didn't get any of it, and she ended up being a janitor, which she already was before going into this program.
Yep.
And also, yep. They get bonuses where we've spent $11 million giving just bonuses to these companies. It's really, really interesting. I think you'd really find it revealing.
Thank you for that excellent tip, Annie. The Republican Party has a penchant of putting money into private companies that are essentially their donors and taking money out of things that actually help. I will say again, 113,000 kids being cared for in a safe environment by 4,300 daycare centers around the state so that their parents can work is much more important than what Annie just talked about. In fact, what Annie just talked about should not be. There should not be state money going to these kinds of outfits. Annie, thanks a lot for calling. And let me tell you the other thing that the Republicans are up to now. Milwaukee has a police and fire commission. It's the first in the country. It was founded in 1885. When I was in law school, I was the editor of the Wisconsin Law Review. I wrote a law review article called Police Accountability in Wisconsin. It's 1974 Wisconsin Law Review, 1135. Look it up. Got into the history of a lot of this stuff. Our police and fire commission was the most honest, most effective, and the first police and fire commission, sometimes called a civilian review board in other states, in the country. It was all that progressivism, that Fighting Bob-type progressivism from the late 19th century. Police and Fire Commission banned the use of no-knock warrants and chokeholds, for instance. Robin Voss and the Republicans have eliminated it. Not entirely, but eliminated much of its power. They said in their new legislation that the Milwaukee Police and Fire Commission can't impose policies on the police and fire. They can only, policies can only be made by the department chiefs and two-thirds of the common council. They are emasculating the police and fire commission. They talk about local control, but they're not truthful. Going for a quick call to the Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. We have a little time before the break. What's your mind, Gene?
Hey, Matt. These guys, they have delusions of grandeur and like they really have this intelligence going on. They put themselves in the positions of being a physician. They put themselves in being a child learning expert. They put themselves in the position of everything that they've taken over. I mean, they put themselves in being a position of the governor and over our Department of Justice. I mean, when is everybody going to wake up? We got to vote these sons of guns out of there because they are ridiculous. They're idiots. They don't know about child growth and development and learning, and they're obnoxious, and they think they're G-O-D-S, and I am just abhorred by their behaviors and what they're trying to do in our state. So I just had to give my 2 cents worth. This is ridiculous, and they need to go. Thank you very much, Matt. And
thank you, Gene. Thanks very much. Yeah, this is a gerrymandered legislature that's illegitimate. It's commie government, doesn't support the votes that they're getting, and they are changing the state in a bad way and hurting our kids. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one
saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt and Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to give you an update on Ukraine. It's not a war. It's a genocidal invasion by sadists. Important article in the New York Times came out today, documented how the Russians tried to kill, to assassinate one of their defectors in the United States, in Miami, in 2020. And named Alexander Pataev, defector of the United States, gave us information. As a result, going far back as 2010, the FBI arrested 11 spies who were in deep cover on the East Coast. They looked normal, except they were Russians. So they clearly were not originally from the United States. They held jobs, and they were spying for Russia. They were all arrested. They eventually swapped with Moscow with some Russian prisoners of ours. Russia in the past had not tried to kill anybody in the United States. They killed somebody in London. They killed somebody in Berlin, but they were afraid to kill anybody here. There was a killing in Washington, D.C. some years ago. I, and I'm not alone, believe that they did it, but they kept their fingerprints out of it. But this time, they have assassins in our country. Just reported from the Ukraine war that Russian soldiers have now castrated some Ukrainian prisoners. Soldiers they capture and they castrate them. These people are animals. They should not be treated as human beings, these Russians. They should be treated as Nazis. Vladimir Putin is a Nazi wannabe, a Hitler wannabe, Stalin wannabe. We are taking a tack that I think has got to be stepped up. We're giving plenty of weapons to the Ukrainians. They're immeasurably brave, but there are 45 million Ukrainians, 145 million Russians. And of the Ukrainians, about 10 million of them are either refugees abroad or in their own country. And certainly ever since Sherman's march to the sea from Atlanta, and frankly, throughout the history of warfare, it's always devolved into attacks on civilian areas to demoralize them. The Russians are doing it. They're killing kids, bombing hospitals. You can't have a war, because it's not really a war, which 145 million people can bomb the apartment buildings and the children of 45 million people, but the 45 million people can't bomb the apartment buildings and children of the 145 million people, like in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The fear in the West is because Russia has nuclear weapons, they can grin and say, let us enjoy our sadism. Yes, we are Nazis, but we enjoy this. It gives us pleasure to see this suffering. I think Biden's doing a good job arming Ukraine. I think if the Republicans ever got back in, Trump is on the take from the Russians. Trump is pro-Putin. Ukraine would be absolutely ravaged if Trump ever got in. But he's not going to get in. But I think there's a lot more we can be doing. Let's go over some of that. First of all, there are a lot of Russians in this country, a lot of Russians in Europe. We shouldn't let that. Shouldn't let that happen. I don't trust them. Throw them out. All of them. If they're citizens, they manage to sneak into citizenship. Can't throw them out, but keep an eye on them. Number one, do not let them into Europe. Number two, sanction the entire Russian population. Any Russian who has a bank account abroad, it gets frozen. They can't withdraw money. They can't use it. They can't spend it. We'd already frozen 300 million of money they had on deposit in our banks, and there's another 300 million they have in European banks. It's frozen. Use it to reimburse Ukraine, to pay Ukraine, to help them pay for their armaments that they're being given, and to rebuild. Take all of Russia's money. Number three, they have a port city on the Baltic that they insisted on keeping after the Second World War. It had been a German city. Immanuel Kant, you may have heard of him, a great philosopher, spent his entire life there. It's called Kingsburg. Ruskies renamed it after a communist leader. But the only way they can serve a city is either by sea, somehow coming out of the Atlantic and up into the Baltic, or they can run a train through Lithuania, service it that way. And the EU ruled that they should be permitted to do that, so Lithuania had to let them. I think that's wrong. No Rusky should be permitted to set foot in Russia. They are a Nazi nation. They produce nothing of value. They haven't since the 19th century. They produce sadism and fraud. They want to resupply that city we call Königsberg. They should be forced to do it the long way. It is a small thing, but not that small. But the other thing, and we've got to come to terms with this, is always talk about what a settlement. You can't settle with Hitler. Here, Hitler had nuclear weapons. Joe Biden is playing it exactly right. The only way that this war is going to end is if Putin is killed. Kill Putin. But we can't kill Putin. If we did that, that could unleash the kind of war we don't want. We have to facilitate the killing of Putin by Ukrainians or by Chechens who were bombed by Putin and ravaged by him, and he put in his strongman. His coordinates should be published at all times to our allies. There should be a universal resolve that this animal be killed. And it has to be said that strongly. Those in the Republican Party who are wobbly on Ukraine, who think that somehow Russia can be trusted, Russia can never be trusted. For 1,000 years, you could not trust Russia. No Russian leader ever told the truth. You can say, well, during when Gorbachev was in and Yeltsin, there was a rapprochement. Yeah, could have gone somewhere and didn't go anywhere. That is my feeling about Vladimir Putin and Russia. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn directly back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5